Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. I just returned from an incredible trip to England. And among the many things that I did, some of which I have reported on the Strang Report, I had the opportunity on Pentecost Sunday to go to an amazing Christian event on the lawn of the famous Winchester Cathedral. It was called Tent on the Green, and it was actually the vision of a man that you're going to hear from in this edition of the Strang Report. He had a dream, and he felt that he should approach the bishop to see about doing an event there, a cooperation between the Anglican Church and a group of people. I'm going to call them charismatics because you'll understand that word. And it was 3 days of prayer and praise. I didn't really know what to expect. I was overwhelmed, and so as it was sort of winding up, I found the man whose name is Steve Abley, and I interviewed him. I just interviewed him so that we could do a report. It was such an incredible interview, I decided to share it with you on this edition of the Strang Report. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor, and we'll come back and you'll hear me interviewing Steve Abley on the green outside the famous Winchester Cathedral in England.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Okay, tell me about this event, starting with the name, and how many people are here today?
So it's called Tent on the Green. It's an event that run between Winchester Cathedral and Burn 24/7 at UK and Winchester. Probably today, we've had about 1,500, 2,000 outside for a more formal event, which has been worship, calling upon the Holy Spirit to fall, asking the Father to send His Holy Spirit, and a number of ministries have gone on today, and then we've proclaimed the gospel in three different ways, including the Bishop of Winchester, Tim Dakin, Steve Lee from Miracle Street, and Stephen Smart, who's an actor.
And whose idea was this event?
It was a dream I had in January. I had this dream. Well, the Lord spoke to me and said, put a tent on the green, call me to meet you, and I'll meet you all.
And was there a significance that it was Pentecost Sunday?
No, because initially, the cathedral's never hosted anything like this before. There hasn't really been a prophetic music and ministry event ever in the UK in the city centre before. This is the first one ever. There have been lots of things on the outskirts of cities and in showgrounds, but never in the middle of a city. And so I approached the cathedral to ask if I could put this on in Easter 2017. And they said, no, you can't, after thinking about it, but you can put it on for Pentecost 2016. And that was on January the 20th, I think it was. And I said, but that's only 4 months away. And so we got the permission for this on 26th of January. And then we've worked ever since for 3.5 months to put this on, which I have to say is pretty miraculous, but I have had an amazing team.
And how many people have come and gone in the last 3 days?
I'd say probably between 7,000 and 8,000, plus all the walkers by. So we've had tents open on all sides at all points until 10 o'clock at night, when we have to do the noise reduction and stuff. And so people have been free to wander. And the first day, the stigma of Christianity was evident. So people just looked in and weren't sure, you know, whether we were going to welcome them or if we were going to bash them over the head with a Bible or tell them they were judged and whatever, all the other malarkey, which isn't the case with us. We don't do that. We love people for their sake, not for ours. You know, we don't see people as a notch on the back of a Bible. We don't go out to convert them. We go out to love them and make sure that they know that we love them and that God loves them. And so throughout the day, more and more, as the time has gone on, we've had masses and masses of people just wandering in. We've had people worshiping who haven't even met God yet, just copying the, you know, the hands and everything. And today was extreme. I mean, really extreme. The number of people who've been affected and just come and joined the church has been amazing. So in my mind, it's been a remoulding of the idea of church. So I could see Christians looking around and you could see them realizing that this is the church. This is incredible. It's actually quite a cool thing to belong to this, and it's not hard. The number of conversations everywhere has been staggering. Because you set a principle of worshipping God, lifting Jesus up, and he draws people to himself. It actually works. You don't have to be driven to think of everybody as a mission concept. You just need to love people. When you show them that you love them, and you're not actually just interested in the ulterior motive of getting them saved for your own benefit, so you can say, oh, I've seen someone saved today. People are willing to talk about life and their problems and their happinesses, and it's just astonishing. And I've known that for a long, 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 long time, but to see other people going, this is so easy. It's just so easy. And I'm, yeah, yeah. So there's about one woman has seen about five people saved today, not because she went out to see them saved, but she was just nice to them and just saying, how are you? And we're doing everything. We've been giving, people have been giving flowers out. There's bowls of grapes everywhere. There's free coffee and tea. Not because we want to see people saved, but because we want to be nice to people. If they get saved, fantastic. If they feel loved, fantastic. If they go away with a sense of that the church isn't out to kill them and tell them how wrong they are, and it takes away that stigma that somebody else has put onto them, fantastic. It's not up to us. You know, it's up to the Holy Spirit to do the evangelism. We're just partaking on it. It's, God doesn't need our help.
Tell me about some of the miracles that you said took place in the town center.
Well, so today, this morning, we had at 9:30, we had a kids' family service. And we did some family worship, but that was more approachable for little tiny kids. And then the families went out treasure hunting in town. The Bethel principle of you ask the Lord for clues as to who you're going to meet. And he might say a blue arthritis in the knee, you know, coat named Jane or whatever, and then it always works. So you meet somebody called Jane with arthritis in the knee, and so a couple of the kids were in the toy shops, and there was a woman with a bad back, and one of the kids said, "Have you got a bad back?" And she said, "Yeah, come, I pray for you." Back instantly healed. Quite a few of those different, I can't remember all of them now, but there were some testimonies after when they came back.
And the evangelist that was out here with the illustrated sermon with the three types of execution, yeah. Quite a number of people raised their hands, I noticed. Do you have any idea how many, and how will those people be incorporated into the church somehow?
So today, there were two types of evangelism. There was Steve Lee, who gave an outright gospel message and asked for a response. And then there was the Bishop Winchester team who gave an outright gospel message but encouraged people to go and talk to the encounter point. We've set up an encounter point with PAX for those who are interested in new belief, being connected with God and connected with others. But we've also had a lot of people get saved over the weekend. So I'd say it was probably between 180 and 200 people made a commitment of some sorts. And the follow-up program is called the Buddy Program. So as an organization, we've commissioned a brand new course with Westminster Theological Center. So it's called the Rapid Discipleship Program, which is a program that lasts 6 weeks, 1 hour per week. And it focuses on new identity, the identity. What on earth have you become, as it were? So it looks at the basics of the Christian faith in an exciting way. So one buddy, the buddies are the people who do the relationship training. It's not just about training, because that's a cold concept. Get to know these people. Three people who become believers. So at the end of the discipleship course, 6 weeks, which we're asking that sessions don't take place in churches but take place in the world, spread the glory around, you know. So they could take place in parks, pubs, coffee shops, cafes, wherever, on the street, whatever. And at the end of 6 weeks, they have a basic of the Fatherhood of God, covenant, baptism, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and becoming an evangelist. Be looking outwards rather than inwards. So at the end of 6 weeks, anyone who's done the course becomes a buddy. So within 6 weeks, they're actively, because you see, revival history shows that the people who get saved are most likely to see others saved around them. So we're just providing a very rapid response for them, so that they're able to have a few more basics and actually to become trainers straight away. So that's the follow-up program, as well as a number of meetings that we're having and worship circles. We're starting a Burns all about worship, 24-hour a day worship. So we're starting some worship circles, one for instrumental and one for voices, looking about how you connect with God through the voice or through the instrument, and how you develop your own sound. So it's not really necessarily about songwriting. It's about connecting and becoming part of almost like an orchestra, I suppose, and also learning how to take our style of worship, the flow of worship, onto the streets or into their churches. So we've prepped four churches in particular in Winchester to begin to expect several hundred new believers in the next 6 months. So I'm working with the cathedral on this Beacon event. There are six cathedrals across the UK putting on a Pentecost event called Thy Kingdom Come, which has been 9 days of prayer. So there are prayer stations in there, in the cathedral there. So it's 9 days of prayer, encouraging every church within the diocese across the country to set up prayer houses, 24/7 prayer houses, for this particular period, and seeing if they can maintain it afterwards. And then in six cathedrals, the five pillars of the Church of England, which are Winchester, Canterbury, St Paul's, Durham and York, plus Coventry Cathedral, who also wanted to be involved, there's a prayer event tonight. Which is about 2.5 hours of worship led by a number of fairly famous English worship leaders. Matt Redman's in the cathedral here. And then also the Archbishop of Canterbury is addressing all through Live Link, all the cathedrals taking part. So it's just about praying for the nation.
Tell me about the Bishop of Winchester. He spoke apparently when I was not here. Tell me his name and what was it he said?
So the Bishop of Winchester, Tim Dakin, has been here about 4 years now. He spoke on connecting with the Spirit. He was the head of the Church Missionary Society until he took this job based in Kenya. And he spoke about his experience of being healed in prayer through people who had the Spirit more than he did. So he got healed for a number of things, I think. And then he spoke of, basically, about the heritage of this city and the heritage of the United Kingdom. And it's time that the church turned outward and began to regain our natural territory. And then we prayed for the city and the nation. So he spoke about heritage as a way of moving forward, reclaiming it and going forward in it and actually moving forward. And then he just gave it wasn't an altar call, it was an encouragement to find healing. If you need healing, the Healing on the Streets teams are around the corner. If you want to know about the Christian faith, go and talk to the encounter teams, which is excellent because we've got a whole load of people around who can help. So we're not looking at, generally, we're not looking at creating a platform of experts. We're all experts in the way we do things in our own authentic way. And that's the Bishop's very much in that mould, you know. He's encouraging everyone that this is a team of all players, not a stage with all the experts that everybody asks the questions of, but developing your own authentic style. I have a lot of respect for the Bishop. He's an amazing man of God and very into what we're doing. Not, I don't respect him because he's into what we're doing, but, you know, we have a lot of cohesion and common ground, amazing amount.
So it sounds like they already had some of these things planned for Pentecost and invited you here at the same time to be a part of that?
No, it's probably the other way around. So he asked to do this. The Thy Kingdom Come came later. Thy Kingdom Come was a Lambeth Palace initiative, was where the Archbishop of Canterbury lives. And we'd already decided to do this. Winchester Cathedral had already given us permission to do this before Thy Kingdom Come came up.
And if someone wanted to find out more about this event, or about you, or Burn 24/7, where would they look?
So if for anyone who wants to know about the Burn organisation, just burn247.com is the best place to look. Burn's an American organisation founded by Sean Foyt, who was here on Thursday. That's a worldwide missionary worship movement with an emphasis on loving God and loving each other as a part of the same commandment in a way, and worshipping, seeing extraordinary things happening and extraordinary missions in the most unlikely places. And you can contact our Facebook page for Burn Winchester, which is, this is a Burn Winchester and Winchester Cathedral event. Anything on Facebook, Burn 24/7 Winchester. But each, there are 30 cities in the UK and a lot more in the USA, of course, who've got their own burns that are actually established and moving on, and they each have their own Facebook page, I'm led to believe.
That's great. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you.
I hope you enjoyed this interview. It was just a spontaneous journalistic interview that I did so that I could report on it on Charisma News. We actually put it on as my print Strang Report newsletter. If you don't subscribe to that and get it online, I encourage you to do so. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. Tune in again on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.